The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 28th of September, 2008. It's the birthday of Kate Douglas Wiggin, born in Philadelphia, 1856, who wrote Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm and many other novels, and also started the first free kindergarten on the West Coast in San Francisco. It's the birthday of cartoonist Al Capp, New Haven, Connecticut, 1909, who created the comic strip Little Abner. And it's the birthday of perhaps the last man on television who tried to appeal to everyone in America, Ed Sullivan, born in New York City, 1902, the host of The Ed Sullivan Show on CBS from 1948 to 1971. This week we're celebrating the anniversary of the Norman invasion of 1066. The French defeated the Saxons at the Battle of Hastings and thereby introduced French and Latin into what had been a Germanic language. A great many ecclesiastical words entered English from French after that invasion, including the word religion itself from a Latin word meaning obligation, bond, reverence. A life under monastic vows came with all sorts of practices, like saying one's prayers, which came from the French verb prier, to ask earnestly. A prière was something obtained by entreaty and of uncertain outcome. This sense of uncertainty reflected in English words sharing the same root as prayer, including precarious, deprecate, postulate, and expostulate, sharing the same root. The word for preach, however, came from an old French root meaning not to ask, but to proclaim. The French verb prêcher came from the Latin predicare, to pre and declare. The holiness of saint, which comes from the French saint, from the Latin sanctus, meaning holy. The English word sanctuary is from the French sanctuaire, which meant a church or other sacred place where a fugitive was immune by the law of the medieval church from arrest. Merci, French word still in use today as the equivalent of the English thank you, and in Old French it meant pity, just as we still use it in the phrase have mercy on me, or merciless killings, merciful people. When Chaucer wrote in the opening lines of the Canterbury Tales that when April's sweet showers pierce the drought of March and then longen folk to go on pilgrimages, it was 300 years after the Norman invasion, and the English word pilgrim, another French borrowing, was in use. The French word pèlerin, meaning foreign, in turn came from a Latin root for abroad. Pilgrim and pilgrimage are related to the word peregrinate, which means to travel, especially by foot. Here's a poem for today by Neil Bowers entitled Confederates. My father was only two in 1915 when he sat on Walter Denton's lap and heard the old man dragging in his heavy chain of breath, each link stuttering down the back of his throat. Floyd, he whispered, saying the baby's name like a question. Look here. And he placed my father's hand on a scar, the color of moonlight, a shrapnel wound from the Yankee boats that shelled Fort Donelson. Then both of them began to cry. There, in the ladder back chair, someone had dragged into elm shade, away from the stifling house, until a woman came and saved them from each other, leaving one to go into the past and disappear, the other to follow by way of the future. Confederates by Neil Bowers from Out of the South, published by Louisiana State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.